It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, folks. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Conversation on things going on in the world that you and I want to learn about, get informed, and get involved. And from time to time, we have the privilege of having the experts come in the house, so to speak. In this case, having to do with your home, your mortgage, your interest rates, and so on and so forth. It's always great to have Mark Livingstone join me. He is founder and president of Cornerstone First Financial, certainly one of the mere mortgage companies in the entire area. And he's here this hour, certainly not just to talk to me, but to talk to you and give you a chance to call in with your questions. So I'll tell you right up front what usually happens when Mark is here is the phones sooner or later start to jam up. So you want to get your call in right now. 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Mark, my friend, welcome once again.
Great to be here, Don. Long time no see, and good to have you in the driver's seat. You had us a little scared this past summer, but it is wonderful to see your smiley face.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's all's well that ends well, as they say. I'm grateful.
Yes.
I really am. But seriously, in terms of our discussion, it will be a quick hour, always is. And so we want folks to know right up front that they can call one of two places. They can call here and talk with you. And if they don't want to talk to you, I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Thank you.
They can call your staff, right?
Correct. They are all on duty right now. We had them come in, out of the streets, man in the phones, ready to take your calls.
And that number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. All right, let's start with where are we today? There's probably nothing more in flux and change from day to day and month to month than the mortgage industry, home mortgages, real estate in general. Where are we now?
Well, absolutely true. And since I was last here, Don, we have seen just rates artificially deflated down to levels where we have not seen them in over a year. Which is great news, because what's happening is the geopolitical unrest overseas in Israel and Syria and the Ukraine, everything is pushing the rates down. However, we have the real economic data that's coming to the top now, which is everything that's happening here in the United States. We've had 6 months of just really positive economic news, from non-farm payrolls to consumer price index to the unemployment rate dropping to 6.2%. All of it is pushing rates up. So what's happening is that we've had the downward pressure from the geopolitical news, the upwards pressure from the home economic data. Well, just in the last 2 weeks, I mean, we had rates as low as 3.99 a week ago, and just in the last week, because of some stability that's happening overseas, now it's rising to the top is the real economic data here happening at home. So we're back and we're seeing rates about 4.1, just over 4% on a 30-year fixed rate. Now, in the housing sector, we're seeing appreciation, some levels here in the Metro DC area as high as 15% just in the last 12 months. That's great for people that tried to refinance and couldn't because they didn't have enough equity. Places, however, the more norm, like Herndon, Virginia, I just looked it up, we're seeing about 7.9% in the last 12 months. Rockville, Maryland, for those of you out there, we're seeing about a 6.2% increase in prices. So again, we're seeing appreciation. We're seeing multiple contracts being put down for the first time in a long time. The housing market, really, June, July, August was kind of dismal. We didn't see that much activity. But as we were just talking before, we went on the air. Just in the last 2 weeks since Labor Day, we have seen a huge increase in the amount of contracts being written on properties. We've seen a huge increase in people calling, trying to take advantage of these low rates for refinancing, whether they didn't do it before or what have you. So things have really started to heat up, and I am predicting a very busy fall. Janet Yellen has said that interest rates, it's not a question of if they're going to go up, it's a matter of when. So really, just people that are thinking about it need to get off the fence and into the arena of taking advantage of these low rates.
So now's the time, if you're thinking of purchasing, you need to move in that direction now, because it's going to get better for the seller, but not as good for the buyer?
Absolutely correct. Yes. So right now, better for the seller, right, because values are going up. But really also still a great time for people buying, because rates are historically speaking very low. They're right now the lowest they've been since last June. So it is just a great time right now. One thing that we have noticed is that this year marks the 10-year anniversary of the introduction of the 10-year interest-only loan. Those loans were designed on for those people that have sporadic income, say bonuses at the end of the year, maybe commissions, maybe teachers that work part-time and then, you know, don't work during the summer. Well, a lot of people took those loans out and were not disciplined enough to put money towards principal. So now they have the principal balance they started with 10 years ago, and those loans are now turning into 20-year fully amortizing loans. So that payment is almost doubling. So those of you, in fact, in 2004 to 2007, a third of all mortgages taken out were 10-year interest-only loans. So now all those loans are starting to come due this year. And so if you have one that's going to adjust in the next 3 years, now is the perfect time, because likely rates will be higher next year, the following year, and the following year.
We're talking with Mark Livingstone. It'll be a quick hour. It always is. You're welcome to join us with your own particular question. It may be one that you've never heard asked, or it may be one that others are listening about and saying, hey, that represents me as well. Here's a good chance to just ask that question from the experts. Mark here with us for this hour at 888-293-9282. Again, that's 888-293-9282. Something else I've heard you say in some of the commercials that you air, excuse me, buying a house without getting pre-qualified and pre-approved is like buying a car without a driver's license. I've always thought that's clever.
And who would do that?
Yes, right. And it does. There is a very basic logic there. Talk about how often that happens, that people do try to buy first and then find out they're not qualified.
Well, the National Association of Realtors had a study out that said 85% of the people out there actually do go to the real estate agents prior to getting pre-qualified. And that just doesn't make sense. Kind of like buying a car without a driver's license.
That's very good. Very memorable. I've remembered it.
Thank you. And so therefore, a lot of the agents we deal with say to me, hey, Mark, you know, please get this guy pre-qualified. He came to me prior to getting pre-qualified. So a lot of times, you know, people pull these free creditreport.com credit reports, and those are not a mortgage credit report. You need a full factual three credit bureau mortgage credit report in order to get pre-approved for a loan. And so if you call us and get pre-qualified for that mortgage loan, a lot of time you may be able to borrow more than you thought you could, or you may have to borrow less than you thought you could, or your credit score may not be as good, or it may be better than where you thought it was. So it makes sense to do your due diligence, call us and get pre-qualified. And also, if you don't have an agent yet, we can recommend an agent from our database that has the same morals and ethics of myself and you and the listeners here on WAVA.
And it just makes sense that if you can walk into a potential purchase for yourself with paper in hand, so to speak, that you are pre-qualified, that gives you a whole new level of leverage.
Absolutely. I went to an open house in my condo building here in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago and was talking to the agent. And while I was there, three different couples came in to look at the open house, and two of the three hadn't been pre-qualified yet. So obviously I gave them my card, but at the same time, they didn't know what they could qualify for. And so again, if you're out there thinking, and it is a great time to be buying, there is inventory out there. There are people willing to negotiate. People that are on the fence, rates may not be this low very long. In fact, they won't be very low this long. So therefore, do yourself a favor, call one of our loan officers and we will pre-qualify you. And if you don't qualify right now, we'll help you get into a position where you will qualify, hopefully 6 to 12 months down the road.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. And again, phone lines available at 888-293-9282. What is your question? They're starting to line up, so if you want to get in line, do it now at 888-293-9282. All questions are fair game. And on top of Mark's own considerable expertise, his staff is available as well. And even beyond this hour, on into the evening hours. We'll give you that office number in a moment as well. But right now, if you want to talk with Mark right here on the show, give us a call at 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Sydney will get you lined up as quick as possible. Give us a call, 888-293-9282. Don Croshaw on WAVA. Mark Livingstone right here in the studios with me to take your calls at 888-293-9282 on mortgages, interest rates, veterans loans, reverse mortgages. He'll take any question and I'm sure handle it, field it capably. Let's prove the point by talking with Chris
first.
Here
we go.
Chris in Washington, D.C., you're on with Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hey, how's it going? This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. I wanted just to ask a couple of questions. I have an FHA loan, and I've heard that there's an FHA Streamline product out there available for me. I'm trying to save some money, monthly, I think, and,
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What is your current interest rate on the FHA loan you have now, Chris?
It's about 5%. I think it's like 5.125,
okay.
I think.
Excellent. And when did you take that FHA loan out? When was it originated?
I got it in early in 2009. So it's a condominium in D.C. And, I think it was February or March of 2009.
Excellent.
I can't remember the exact date, but...
Okay, so check this out. If you took the loan, an FHA loan, any FHA, prior to May 31st of 2009, that's the cutoff date, okay? Then you are what's called grandfathered in to the FHA rules of prior mortgage insurance. So because of all the foreclosure crisis that happened with FHA, the Federal Housing Authority, they upped their mortgage insurance premium. They more than doubled it after May 31st, 2009. So what that means to you, Chris, is that you qualify for a Streamline loan, Streamline FHA with no appraisal. So it doesn't matter if your condo is underwater or not. And so, for example, what do you owe right now on the condo, Chris?
It's $330,000.
$330,000, okay.
Rough, within a couple thousand, I think.
Okay, perfect. So the mortgage insurance that you're going to pay now is $151 a month versus the new mortgage insurance. If you were to refinance and it was after the May 31st, 2009, it would jump up to $371 a month, okay? So you're grandfathered in because it's prior to the May 31st date to qualify for the FHA Streamline program.
Okay, and what's the rate? I mean, be better than what?
Excellent. So the going FHA rate right now is 3.75. That's 3.75 with 0 points. And that's for all government loans, FHA, and VA.
Okay. I had one other problem, too, and this is the reason why I'm calling.
Sure.
It's because my condo association, there was more renters. You know, I think back in 2009, everyone was trying to flip their homes. And
right.
Unfortunately, I wasn't, but the condo association, I guess, had more renters than owners. But now, since, it's been for like 5 years or something, our condo association knew that in like the last year they made people that they can't rent in the building. So like now we're like, I think we're like right under 50-50.
We're
very close. So
then you're absolutely fine. FHA will allow us to go to that ratio with no problem whatsoever.
Oh, well, sweet.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad I called.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm listening.
Me too. I appreciate that. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Call the office. That number is 202-625-1221. Or if you like, you can just go online to cornerstonefirst.com and fill out some information, and myself or one of the loan officers will reach out to you tomorrow. We can get more specifics, but happy to help, my friend.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great evening, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Let's go to Bristow, Virginia. I believe it's Anoneta, is it?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Hi,
well,
Anoneta.
Hi, how are you?
Good, wonderful.
Great. I have a couple questions, but I guess you can't answer all of them. But because of my age, I'm 48, and I am currently renting for since 2010, and we filed for bankruptcy in 2009.
Okay, when was it discharged?
June of 2009.
June of 2009 discharge. Okay.
And we had a four. We had two properties. We had a foreclosure of one, and we had a short sale of the other.
And were those in 2009 also?
No, actually, the short sale was, I believe, in 2009, mm-hmm. and the foreclosure was maybe, I'm not sure if it was 2010 or 12. I'm not sure.
Okay, so a short sale,
maybe 12.
The time is 4 years. A foreclosure is 6 years. Now, there's other semantics to it. For example, it depends on what your credit score currently is, and it depends on how much money you're putting down if you're purchasing. That will play into making it a little bit shorter, but the rule of thumb is for a foreclosure, it's 6 years out since the date of the foreclosure and 4 years for the date of short sale, okay, before you can do anything, apply for a new mortgage.
Yeah, I noticed that they don't take into account the bankruptcy date, the discharge. They only go by the foreclosure and the short sale.
Right, because that was after the discharge date.
Excuse me?
That was after the discharge date. The discharge was 2009.
Right.
Right, so they're going to go off the most recent, what is closest to today's date.
Oh, even though the debt was discharged.
Correct. So here's what you can do. Call me at the office or send me an email. I'll put you in our database, and then you will be in our system, so you have our contact information, and we can continually reach out to you and maybe help you with your credit as well.
Okay, and then I had a different question.
Sure.
One more, sorry. The other one was, because of my age, I don't know if it's still worth even purchasing at this point.
Come on. You're 48. I'm 47. We're young.
Yeah, I don't want a 30-year loan.
Okay, we don't need to take a 30-year loan. Or take a 30-year and pay it expeditiously. Pay it sooner than you would. But we are still very young, right, Don?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. So age has nothing to do with it. Age is not relative.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yes,
I didn't know.
Yes, there you go. So wonderful.
Okay,
well, thank you for the call. Have a great evening.
888-293-9282. Some lines open right now. If you have a question for Mark Livingstone about mortgages, interest rates, refinancing, veterans loans, reverse mortgages, most any question, give him a call right now at 888-293-9282. Again, 888-293-9282. Let's talk with Dave in Gainesville. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I don't know if you can answer this one or not. I am in the middle of a purchase right now. I'm supposed to close next month, and I'm going to VA, and I've been turned down now twice because I apparently don't have a 640 credit score. However, I've been doing some look around online, and it looks like VA will go below that. From what they've told me, I don't have a copy of my credit report, but they say that I have a 600 middle score. Is that something that you guys can do?
Absolutely. In fact, Dave, let me tell you that as far as VA loans, we are one of the only lenders in the area that will go down to a 580 credit score. Okay.
Oh.
So even with a 580 credit score, veterans, in appreciation of what you've done, Dave, and all veterans out there, we are offering this program. We had to search high and low to find a lender that would offer it. But we've had great success with it. That's refinance or purchase to a 580 credit score. And may I add, Dave, that a lot of our business comes from fallout from local banks, the big ones on the street corner down Main Street, that they don't go below a 640. So therefore, I'm friends with a lot of these guys that go, hey, Mark, I got this great customer here. He's a veteran, but we won't go below a 640. Can you take care of him? And we've seen great success with that down to a 580 score. So absolutely. Next month you want to settle? Sure, give us a call and we can make that dream become a reality.
Well, now let me ask you: is that because I just unfortunately don't have a lot of money to put down? I mean, will you still do 580 to 100%? Do I need 640 for 100?
No. We still all veterans 100%, zero money down. In fact, with veteran loans, you're allowed to have the seller pay all your customary closing costs. Okay, great benefit. So veterans out there, in fact, I just pulled some info today before I came in the station. There are 22,676,000 veterans in the United States today. And right now, I mean, we want to reach out to all of them. And this is a great program. Unfortunately, not a lot of people know about it. 580 to 100%, and 100% cash out on a refinance also. So in a market of appreciating homes, any veterans that have debt to pay off, they can refinance, take cash out up to 100% of the value, and use that money to pay down credit cards, student loans, or what have you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I that's very reassuring, Mark. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry, what is the phone number again for your office?
The office is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You guys have a great evening.
Thanks,
Thank
Dave.
You.
Thanks, Dave. Let's talk quickly with Dallas in Woodbridge. You're on the show. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Dallas.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
I would just add a question. I have a second property, and I want to see if I was eligible to do FHA streamline on that second property.
Unfortunately, no, you're not. FHAs are for primary residences only.
Oh, is there any program out there that that will help me out on a second property?
On a second, I mean a regular conforming Fannie Mae loan. Could we go with that?
Oh, okay. And
yes.
What do I have to do to do something like that?
You have to go to the website called cornerstonefirst.com.
Okay.
And fill out your information, and then what we'll do is quantify that information and tell you what we can do. But second properties, we can treat those with the same rates that you get as a primary residence. Investment properties are typically 0.25% higher than primary residences, but primary residences and second homes fall in the same level as far as interest rate, but unfortunately not the same as an FHA.
Oh, okay, I see. And so I guess I can just go online and put in my information, and I guess you can give me a call, right?
Sure, absolutely. And is it Dallas? Is that your name?
Yes.
Dallas, like the city.
What? No, it's Delis, is actually.
Delis.
Yeah, like right, Delis Market.
Oh, Delis. Delis.
Yeah.
All right, very nice to meet you, Delis.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Take a break. If you want to join us, 888-293-9282. I see you had 2-3 lines open. We have several filled, but we'll get to you as quickly as we can. And again, this is a chance to talk with the experts on mortgages and home interest rates and so on. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282.
This is Life Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Show on WAVA, brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I recommend you check them out at PassportAuto.com. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. Wide selection of pre-owned vehicles, and every Passport store is ready to serve you with the courtesy and the help you would expect and that you'll get. Check it out for yourself at PassportAuto.com. Taking your calls for Mark Livingstone, and with Mark, he's right here in the studios with me as we talk about mortgages and the real estate industry itself and veterans loans and FHAs and reverse mortgages, and on it goes, interest rates and so forth. So if you have a question pertinent to your own circumstance, please feel free to call us at 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Thomas in Fort Washington, you're on the Don Crow Show with Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I have a question I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
My family and I, we used to live in North Carolina, so we owned a duplex. What ended up happening is we moved because I went away to school. So now we had renters in there. The renters have costed us tons of money. We're behind probably about $10,000. And we recently both started back working. My wife is full-time. Now I'm full-time. But now the place has gone into foreclosure. We tried to catch up before, but because of tenants leaving and repairs on the duplex, now we're kind of stuck in this place where we really just want to get rid of the house. We've had it for sale for about 5 years, but be- because of the area in Greenville, North Carolina, it's really hard. And we've had about three people that have tried to help us sell it there. So we're kind of caught in a place right now. We don't know what to do. We don't want to do bankruptcy because we don't want it to mess up our credit.
Has the foreclosure notice been sent out, Thomas?
What did you say?
Has the foreclosure notice been sent out to you from your lender?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So when is the foreclosure sale happening?
We haven't had that date, so no, I guess I could say no.
Okay. But they've let you know that they're going to foreclose?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is going to be on your credit. And as I was talking earlier to the young lady in Bristow, it is going to be from the point of foreclosure, it's going to be 6 years before you're going to be able to do anything. It's going to mess up your credit. Now, there are credit counseling companies that can help mitigate that and remove it from your credit once it happens. Cornerstone is not one of them. I'll just let you know that. But there are companies out there that will help expedite getting that removed off your credit. But as far as the duplex in North Carolina, I'm not sure what the values are doing down there. You said you've had it for sale for 5 years?
Yeah, on and off.
On and off. Okay, that's a really long time. I would just call your lender and see if they can just – I mean, what I would have recommended is to short sale it versus having it go into foreclosure, because then the time is different in how long you can reapply for a mortgage. But it sounds to me like the lender's already moving forward with the foreclosure, so I would call them and just ask them what your options are. They may say you need to get a real estate attorney involved, but at this point I would call them and just open up a conversation and make it very transparent. Let them know what you're willing to do and what your goal is to not have your credit messed up. Okay?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. Let's go to Alexandria. Sandy, you've been waiting a while. Thank you. You're on the air with Mark.
Thank you for taking the call. I just purchased my first home about 6 months ago. I think my loan was for 287 at 3.875. And I'm just wondering, is a rule of thumb to keep it if I wanted to sell it like 3 years? I'm not really interested in selling it, but I definitely want to, I'm only 30, and I definitely want to get into buying a home, trying to sell it, and then maybe get something bigger.
Well, the rule of thumb, if you're talking about capital gains tax, it's 2 of the last 5 years, it has to be your primary residence. And then if you sell it, you don't pay as a single person up to $250,000. As a couple, it's $500,000 that you can offset the capital gains tax. But it has to be your primary residence for 2 of the last 5, which means if you move out after 2 years, you have 36 months before you have to sell it.
Is that
what you're asking me?
Well, I was kind of just making sure is that enough time to, if you sell something after 3 years, that should be enough time to kind of recoup the money that you put in, and that should have enough money where if you had to pay for closing on someone else, is that what usually the time frame is if you get a loan that they kind of want you to be in there before you sell it?
I would have said yes. I would have said yes. However, I think that now it's predicated on where geographically the home is located. But if you're right in Alexandria, then you should be fine because Alexandria is seeing some pretty big appreciation.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the home's only 5 years old, so I don't imagine it getting too low, and it still appraised a lot higher.
Right.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, Sandy. Have a good evening.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Kim in Waldorf, you're on the Don Crow Show with Mark Livingstone. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim.
Hi. You were speaking with a young lady earlier regarding the foreclosure
ma'am.
She had after bankruptcy. How does it work with the if you filed bankruptcy and the home was included in that and there was no foreclosure before but you just released the home, how does that work as far as trying to go out and get another loan?
From what I understand, that's going to be counted as a bankruptcy. So therefore, depending on if it's a Chapter 7 or Chapter 11, you're going to wait either for the bankruptcy, it's going to be 5 years, I believe. But again, that's dependent on if it's a Chapter 11 versus Chapter 7. So do this, Kim. Call me at the office tomorrow, and I can do my research and find out exactly for you. But primarily, if you're talking about a bankruptcy, it's 5 years from the date of when it's released.
Okay, so 5 years for discharge.
Discharge, yes.
Go out and apply for another home.
Exactly. But again, as I told someone else that had just called, call me in the office and I'll put you in our database so that you get updates as to what's happening, because these rules do change sporadically. And sometimes what rule I talk about on the radio 1 month might be different the next month.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Sure.
That office number, by the way, is 202-625-2000. 1221. You can call them anytime. Matter of fact, the staff is there right now. If you want to give them a call, they'll be there this evening as well. But if you call and get a voicemail, Mark will get right back to you as quickly as possible. That number, 202-625-1221. And again, our number for the remaining 20 minutes or so here to talk with him on the air, 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Good time to make a call. We have a few lines open, and we're taking as many calls as we can till top of the hour with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. 888-293-9282. I believe it's Olawanka, is it, in Upper Marlboro? Am I anywhere near right on that pronunciation? Ola? Is it Ola?
Yes.
Okay.
Ola.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Ola.
You're right.
Yes, what can I do for you?
So, I was saying that I have a brain surgery which made me to mess up on my mortgage, and the Bank of America has sold me to Green Tree, whatever, and I came into a Bank of America with 3.5 from NACA. And the funny thing was, when I got to Green Tree was telling me, oh, after 5 years, 5 years, I'll give you 2%. After 5 years, it will increase to 4 point something. And after that, it will increase at 6 years this year. And at the end of it all, I will still owe $173,000.
Yes. What is your question, Ola?
The question is, I cannot work like I'm working before. The hardship was too much. I don't know what to do. I've been paying the 2% now.
Right. But then you need to call... Years, I don't know. Call the current, is the current lender Green Tree or Bank of America?
Bank of America sold
right.
me to Green Tree.
Okay, so you need to call Green Tree and talk to their loss mitigation department and tell them about the brain surgery, which is definitely a compensating factor, which they then should negotiate with you through NACA. I understand you went to NACA. I know them. That's a great outfit. And talk to Green Tree about this program, about the loss mitigation and getting your rate down because of the brain surgery, okay?
What was this program, please?
Well, there's it's loss mitigation. It's the Department of Green Tree and their loss mitigation department, and that is their attorneys that can work to adjust a loan.
Why don't you call the office? And there'll be more time to talk with you, Ola, and you can make sure you have it clear.
They said they have finalized the whole thing. They cannot do anything than what they have given to me.
Hey, Ola, just so more people have an opportunity to call through, do me a favor. Call me at the office tomorrow, 202-625-1221. I won't forget you.
202-625.
No, 202-625-1221.
1221.
1221.
1221. Okay.
You got
1221.
It?
All right.
Yes,
202-641-1221. Yes, or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstonefirst.com.
Thank you, Ola.
Thanks, Ola.
I wish we had more time, but we do have some other folks as well. But that number, one more time, is 202-625-1221. Steve in Noakesville, you're up next. Go ahead. Hey,
hello?
Steve, quick, go ahead.
Hey, real quick, I found myself in an interesting situation where I bought an auction property.
Nice.
I paid with my own cash, and I took a large loan from a family member, and I'm at the point where I need to finance my family member back, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice on which direction I should go.
Absolutely.
Whether doing a line of credit or a traditional loan.
90 days from the time of purchase, you can go ahead and get regular conventional financing. Has it been 90 days?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Call the office. We can do a regular Fannie Mae loan, assuming that we can use the new value of the properties since it's been 90 days, and we can give you cash out up to 75%, or on a government loan, an FHA loan, you can go to 85% and as low as a 580 credit score, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good evening.
202-625-1221, the office number, our number now, and we have most of the lines. There are one or two lines filled, but Most of the lines open right now. Perfect time to call and say, Sydney, I want to get on the air. The number to call is 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Your questions about interest rates, mortgages, refinancing, short sales, foreclosures, whatever. Matthew in Alexandria, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, Mark. My question is regards to refinancing. I bought a condo at the peak of the Northern Virginia market in 06. I'm still upside down, and unfortunately, I have one large and one small conventional loans, none of which are Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So every ad I answer for refinancing, I can't be helped by HARP. Haven't missed my, you know, mortgage payment. I can afford my mortgage, but I'd like to refinance if possible. What options does someone have who actually can make their mortgage payment?
Well, if it's not FHA, where you can do the streamline, or VA, where you can do a streamline, or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, like you alluded to, for the HARP Housing Affordability Refinance Program, then the only other option besides talking to your lender and having them curtail the principal, which could show up negatively on your credit report, Matthew, is I'm assuming the second mortgage is a line of credit.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot higher interest rate than the first one.
Okay, then it's probably a fixed rate loan. Okay, the what I can recommend is just make additional principal payments to pay it down and then hope that it appreciates. And as you're paying it down, it appreciates to a level where you're even instead of being upside down. And then there are programs up to 95% that you can refinance. So, or you could bring a lump sum to pay it down to the 95% threshold.
Okay.
Those are the only options we have, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you. I'll keep plugging away, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Matthew. Have a good evening.
Jennifer in Warrenton, you're up next.
Hi. I have a question. If you have a bankruptcy with the two-year waiting period to get a mortgage loan, is it 2 years from the discharge date or 2 years from the filing date?
Well, it's actually 2 years for VA and 3 years from the discharge date for the conventional loans.
Okay.
So government seasoning requirements is 2 years and conventional loans is three. And that's funny because I just got a text from Billy in my office, and he's like, please, please clarify that, the difference between conforming and government. So government loans are FHA and VA, and conforming loans are the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans.
And it's 2 years from the, for government, it's 2 years from the discharge date.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
All right.
Take a break, come back, and wrap up the hour. We have some lines open. If you want to jump in, good time right now to do it. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282.
It's the Don Crow Show on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
A few more minutes with my guest, Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. That office number, you want to make a note of it because long after we've done this hour together, you can call on into the evening hours. You can call tomorrow. You can call anytime. 202-625-1221 is their number. 202-625-1221 online at cornerstonefirst.com. Right now, however, if you want to talk with Mark, you can do it at 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Let's go to Laurel and talk with Ann. Hi, Ann. You're on with Mark.
Hey, Ann.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mark. Thanks for your service.
Sure.
I got my discharge from the bankruptcy a few weeks ago. I will need to find housing and probably be renting from an individual landlord.
Yep.
So from a credit rebuilding perspective, if I'm renting from an individual, how can I have my upcoming credit history, I mean my upcoming payments, mm-hmm. to be reflected in my credit history?
Great question. Well, first of all, you can have alternative credit lines, such as you have any car loans, student loans, credit cards. And if not, I recommend the easiest credit card to get to build credit, and I mentor a lot of young people on this, is go get a gas credit card or you know, that, or get a low – they have credit cards where you put the money in if you have no credit at all, and they allow you to draw on that. I forget – can't think of the name right now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so that will help you build your credit. But then also, as an alternative line of credit, any mortgage company should be able to go to your landlord and then have their credit bureau contact the landlord and then put it on there as a supplemental credit on the credit report showing that you paid your rent on time.
Okay.
They're also going to ask Laurel or Ann, I'm sorry, I have Laurel next to Ann right here. They're also going to ask you for the canceled checks, and they're going to check the dates that the checks were written and when they went through to verify, just to trust and verify what the landlord is saying.
Okay.
Okay? Wasn't it Ronald Reagan that said trust and verify?
Trust but verify. You're
yes,
right.
There you go.
This is great. Thank you all for the service and good advice. I'll go ahead and follow up.
Thank you, Ann.
All right.
Mark in Bethesda, you're next. Go ahead.
Mark. Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Mark. It's Mark.
Hey there. So here's my question. So I have this sort of job where in any given year I have a really good income, but in some years it might not be – it'll be far from that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Might be zero, might not be close to zero, but some years are great, other years not so great. So my question is, are there any clever either strategies or loan products where – when things are going well, I can take maximum advantage of the mortgage interest deduction, but when things are not going that well, there's some other, there's some flexibility there.
Well, the best loan for that, and this is what the interest-only loan was developed for, but many lenders are no longer doing the interest-only loans that give you the option of paying just interest instead of principal. You can still get them, and we do offer them at Cornerstone First. But they're a little bit higher interest rate, but lower payments, if that's what you're asking me.
That's about the answer I was expecting, but I was hoping there'd be something, some other thing out there, but I guess I'm not surprised if there isn't. So.
If you have a fully amortizing loan, you are required to make the minimum principal and interest payment each month, and then that is not, and if you make a lump sum payment, that's not going to go to reduce your monthly payment. It's just going to be the same all the way until the loan is paid off.
Okay. But what about this? What is there any way where you could sort of forward pay some of the interest that you know you're going to have to pay anyway? Like,
no.
Let's say I get a loan for a 15-year mortgage, and I know I'm definitely going to be staying in the house, and I am going to pay this thing off. Can you sort of pull forward the interest payments from several years forward?
You can call your bank and ask, but I've never heard of them doing that. And if you're going to pay additional principal payment, you want to make sure that you put that in the box or write that on the check that money is to go towards the additional principal payment. Okay, Mark?
Okay.
Got to go on that note, Mark. We are out of time. Several of you lined up here wanting to call. You can still call, but just use another number right now, 202-625-1221. Sorry that the clock's inexorable. It just keeps rolling in one direction, but it's been a quick hour. Always is, Mark, and it's always great to have you.
It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Definitely.
It's always helpful to our listeners. And again, let me give you that number for the office. Folks are there right now. You don't even have to wait until Mark goes back. I mean, they'll let him know if you just have to talk to Mark. They'll arrange that for you. Being facetious, 202-625-1221 is the number. 202-625-1221, online at cornerstonefirst.com. So if you didn't hear the answer you needed or you didn't get through, make that call. Mark,
excellent.
Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Don, and thank you, everybody, for listening.